Wait. Okay. Yeah. Welcome today back to my podcast. Today it's getting special because I got some friends in here and we're talking in English. And for me, it's such a pleasure to got them here. Yeah, nice to meet you, or like nice to have you here in my podcast.
It's good to be here. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we're talking about Maxime and Ricardo, but we call him Rico. And Maxime is making photography, where I'm really interested in to know a little bit more about it. And yeah, Rico is making music, and I was listening before that to this music, and it's so cool. So I definitely have some questions about it. But okay, at first we're making just like a question round, because it's easier to get them to know a little bit. Okay, first, I would say, like, I'm just asking, and Maxime is answering the first, and you asking the same. Or, like, you answering. Of course. Okay, so, guys, what's your biggest fear?
Oh, shit.
Yeah!
That's a good one.
I told you! I told you! They sell, yeah, that's like...
podcasting.
I told you! What is your biggest fear, guys?
Cool.
My biggest fear? Wow, okay. That's a fucking good question.
Yeah, holy shit.
Biggest fear. I guess coming out of, I think, as I'm gonna come in terms of an artist, I think my biggest fear as an artist would be probably to produce stuff that isn't worth anything. Simply as that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that, you know, doesn't bring any value to the world, to like my life, to someone else's life. I think that's probably, as an artist, probably one of my biggest fears.
But how could you know that? Like, how could you figuring out that?
That's the question.
Point, you just don't know, right?
Yeah, like you kind of have to.
Like, you could think, like, this is, like, the hardest thing you've ever made, and then it's just trash.
That's what happens to me all the time with my teaching. Like, so I'm studying photography, so when I present work at class, I have, like, a portraiture class where I'm actually taking pictures of him, and every time I'm like, okay, this one's so cool, and I put it up, and she's like, oh, no, this is not good, you know? This is terrible.
Yeah, that's the point, because everyone has a different view of that, you know?
Yeah, and the problem is a lot of people, have to say it bluntly, don't have very good taste, you know? We have to say it. They don't know what they...
Yeah,
good,
that's
the
point,
because
when
not
I...
your fault, it's the fault of the audience.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
Kind of like this, and what's
cool,
your biggest
nice.
Fear, Rico?
But I guess, like, also in a sense that like, there's people who do bad art on purpose, right? If there's a reason behind it, it could be, you know, it doesn't matter if people like it or not.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Very subjective.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course.
I mean, if we talk about music, think about Metallica, for example, or not, maybe not Metallica, AC/DC. They were the first people to do heavy metal. That's when they started metal, right?
Yeah.
And when they came out, not a lot of people liked them, right? To start off with, because they talk about Satan, they talk about the devil and stuff like that. But they do it for a specific reason, and that's and there's value to that art in a sense.
Yeah, of course.
True.
Of course, I agree with that. Definitely. So, we're bouncing over to the question to you.
What my biggest fear is?
Yeah, for...
I guess it's close to Maxim's thing. It's just like failure.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's just very vague, but it doesn't even necessarily just have to be an art. It's just failure in anything that you put like your mind to. Like, but what I mean by failure, I don't mean like you just make one project and it fails. It's like actual failure, like you,
a lot
like,
of failure, right?
Like, yeah, it's a like consistent failures and like
over and over again,
and you're just bad. Like at some point, you like you need to pack your bags and do something.
Yeah,
else.
Of course,
and
but
I don't want to do that. It would suck if it's something you enjoy doing.
Yeah,
and then you like
yeah.
I guess it's like the fall is pretty scary. Like it always happens to anybody, but like
I guess
my biggest fear is not to be prepared for the fall.
Okay.
You know what I mean, I guess that's
that's amazing.
Fear.
No, that's a really tricky thing. Yeah, definitely, because you just do your thing. You know, like you just do this for your own. But sometimes it's like it's come to situations where you're just like, oh my god, I don't get this what I used to deserve, you know, like
yeah exactly.
And you're doing a lot of stuff because nobody knows how hard it is to be behind these things, because
people don't realize how hard it is to
work,
man.
that's a problem,
that's a
problem, that they don't appreciate it, and behind the internet they're just like, oh my god, that's bullshit, or like they're negative. But you should grow up with them, like you should grow with them, and you should always keep this as a constructive thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like to build yourself up more and more.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. definitely a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, we're jumping over to the next question. What would you like to change in the world?
In the world? Ooh,
When you could change that?
Honestly, if I could, it would be there's like, I don't know, like there is this need in society to fit in, which I fucking hate, to be honest, because
yeah, I'm thinking the same.
What does it mean to fit in? Like, what does it mean to be normal, right? For me, yeah, that's probably one thing, is to change this idea of, you know, this is normal.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone is normal. Everyone's just living their life, doing their
yeah.
best they can. And
yeah,
stop trying to, like, confine yourself to, like, these rules that society gives you and that
right.
people give you
yeah.
that you really don't fucking have to listen to, because you can live your life absolutely fine without
of
the
course.
Need to stick to these rules, you know? Okay,
of course.
Granted, don't go and kill people because that's stupid, but
yeah,
yeah, yeah, but in
a
good way.
Extent, exactly, to a certain
of course,
extent.
Of course.
Live your life and, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same, because, you know, like, the society is built up with things like, you know, like, we all having the just one life, and people
exactly.
don't realize this, and
exactly.
people just make everything dependent on if you're punctual and
exactly.
if you fit in the society and what the society
exactly.
wants, and it's
you have your nice little haircut, no tattoos, and you can get a job. No, I'm sorry, that's not how it works, you know.
Yeah, cause you can't live out yourself, like you can't be yourself when you feel like you want to have tattoos. Why not? But you know, like you get always punctual, or like you get
exactly.
always,
just
you know, like yeah, yeah, pointed into one direction. Like you have to.
I think I had that coming into photography. Like,
yeah.
Because when I first moved out of, when I graduated from high school in Houston, I moved to Belgium to study for university.
Uh-huh.
I actually originally started studying business and economics.
Because
oh. that's what I thought I would need to be able to make money in this world.
Yeah.
Because that's what everyone else
yeah.
does, you know?
Yeah,
because
100%.
Society tells you that money is the equivalency of
exactly,
happiness.
Exactly.
Just to work, earn enough of money that you have a little time where you can spend all of your money to
exactly.
earn happiness. But actually, you should just work and fulfill your work time with happiness and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the other opposite.
Yeah, but a lot of people doesn't know what to do after, and this is also like a topic where people just bounce into it, because they're like, okay, this is where I'm, you know, like I'm having my footsteps in life, this is what for them, like yeah, okay, this is solid, so I should do this. But what about you? What would you change in the world? Because this is kind of interesting.
Honestly, I am not very deep.
No, that's
like,
right. You don't have to be deep. You don't have to be deep.
Like, no, of course. Like, I think it's like, it's awesome, like being like super ambitious and stuff. But
yeah,
I feel like the world is the way it is because it, like, that is what works right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not very smart to think about a different way to make the world work. But what I would change is just make public transportation free, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
one point.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
definitely a point.
As much as I can think. Because we just want to go to the supermarket. Why are you going to charge me 60 euros? Just
no.
because I didn't buy, like, a 3 euro ticket. Like, that's
no.
like, pretty fucking ridiculous.
And these are like, small things in life, you know?
Yeah,
like, this
small
thing.
I think it's a big
No.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the
okay,
situation
okay,
was
yeah,
small. Because
yeah.
yeah.
it was just, like,
example.
You just forgot it. Because you just had, like, maybe two or three stations.
Yeah,
and
or like sometimes.
Money is the root of
even,
all evil.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It is money.
My dude.
But it's like you need this competition, right?
Yep.
Because if like a janitor is making the same money as a surgeon,
yeah.
he's not going to be a surgeon. He's
no.
like, yo, that's so hard.
Yeah.
I can just sweep the floor and
yep.
make the same money.
Yep.
I mean, if someone makes communism and it works, actually, I'm not going to say that.
That's sweet. Yeah, that's like a sweet imagination of that, you know? But it's not how it works, unfortunately. I wish, definitely.
I think there is a better way for the world to work. It's just, we're just like, we are the generation that's
yeah.
moving forward. and the generation that's back is the one that's leading the world right now.
Yeah.
So
that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, so I believe like our great grandchildren will be the ones that will truly be able to change something in the world. But we're making everyday life better, such as interaction, because we're all more sensitive to each other and stuff like that.
More aware of other people. But I mean, that comes with the marvelous internet.
Yeah, it's because now like
people
like being
can inform themselves.
Exactly.
But then again, the internet's also ruined a lot of shit. But that's another topic.
Yeah, but I think but now our generation's also getting a lot of open-minded things. Like you know, like these older generations are a little bit like, you know, like grounded because they're having this problem with the war.
The problem is a lot of people saying
some things like, you know, like bad things about people, like, oh, you black person, you know, like they're also getting threatened a little bit. And this is why they got stuck in this time, because this was really like a time where it was changing a lot for them, and they fought, or like they gave them a little bit fought. So but our generation starts to come together, and no matter what skin color you have, no matter what generation you are, like no matter what nationality you are, you should definitely being surrounded people really no matter what, like you know, like it just depends on how the personality is. And this is what I'm really proud of, and I think it's getting better and better, and I hope in some years it will never be the same topic.
Berlin's like that, right? I mean, like you
Berlin
said,
is like
you're,
that
you're 20, right?
I'm 20. Yeah,
you're 20. Yes, so I am like even older than you. I'm like turning 22, and you had an interview with like 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like if you were like in America, people would like think of it as like statutory rape or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's always
I mean?
Like that.
They're always like in a, like if for, like from my experience in America, that people always think there's a bigger motive.
Yeah.
So
100%.
So it's like you didn't like in from my experience is you didn't have this kid in your interview because you were interested.
Yeah.
That he was a young kid making music. You're interested that there's people that like his music, and you're trying to make money off of that. But in Berlin, that doesn't matter. Like, I'm friends with like
no.
a
Berlin's kind
God
of real.
Like,
just
yeah, Berlin's super real.
Yeah.
Berlin's super real, so, and Berlin is about to having these projects. No, we don't think about this sexual things or when I'm interviewing somebody. It's just like I'm having my project, and he has his projects, and we just want to put this together, you know?
But that's also because people here have so much freedom to sexually like
express
perform.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
if someone
Berlin
really
100%.
Wants to have like sex, you can just go to a fucking club.
Yeah.
Like if you really feel like you really need to. And
of
I think,
course.
And I think that's what happens with that's also like in music scenes. Like that's what I like noticed the most. Like the hip hop scene and the techno scene in Germany is so different just because of the simple reason that these people are just interested in getting girls, and these people are just interested in the music.
Yeah.
Like, hip-hop is such a materialistic genre.
Here.
And, like, here, yeah. It's such a...
Yeah, I'm feeling the same.
Like,
this
when you go to clubs and stuff like that, you notice it a lot.
Like, you know, like, hip-hop clubs and everything,
yeah,
for
exactly.
example. Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, I'm getting so sad because... You know,
like
hip-hop is my... Yeah, me too!
I fucking love
hip-hop! But I don't love it when people touching me
exactly.
because they're thinking like I'm just here for getting, you know, like fucked or something
exactly.
like this. It doesn't have nothing to do with that. I just want to dance, and I love this to be in a circle. And you know, you go in the middle, you're just making your dance
exactly,
moves.
Exactly.
And nobody has to touch you. I hate this when people touching me behind my back because they're like, oh yeah, this is so slow music. We should do this. Yeah, this is inviting you for that.
Yeah.
No, that's not inviting you, man. You should,
bro.
Yeah, fuck off, man. Really, I fucking hate this. And this is what I'm thinking. I'm getting so upset with this because I don't. I've never been since I moved here to a club like this, to a hip hop club.
Because
I was so annoyed.
I have to say, I'm a man. Like,
that is like the one thing.
I'm so sorry for you women that have to fuck all this bullshit.
Yeah, that's what we have to struggle with. Definitely. But you know what? We're going over to the next question because we were talking about, but who is your favorite musician? Who's your favorite?
Musician?
Yeah.
So, like, I listen to a lot of music. So, one of my favorite musicians is J. Cole, for sure.
J. Cole represents.
Yeah, hip hop.
You didn't.
I love him, you know, he's the best musician ever.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about Rico, yeah. No, really, the answer should be Rico. But also, you can have more.
Yeah, I'll let you see that as well.
You'll let me? Okay, I see. So, like, I do listen to a lot of different kind of music.
Yeah.
I have a very eclectic music taste, I think. You know, I listen to R&B as much as I listen. I can even listen to opera without a problem, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I like some stuff, and classical music and jazz and all that stuff. But I think that, you know, the top, I think, three musicians is mainly in hip hop, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Isaiah Rashad, J. Cole, and Mick Jenkins.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good three people.
Because I guess those were the ones I listened to the most growing up, and they had the most impact on my life.
I just want to say, you're always putting something together, like you have always roots to them. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's about life situations. And what about you?
Favorite artist? Isaiah Rashad, for sure.
The guy's a genius.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Isaiah Rashad.
Isaiah Rashad.
Yeah,
Isaiah Rashad. Yeah, he's from
Tennessee.
Is he from Tennessee?
He's from Chattanooga, Tennessee or something.
Like
some super whack place. It's like
super whack.
It has to be him and Childish Gambino.
Gambino? Yeah.
Childish Gambino is like fucking genius.
It's like Frank Ocean as well. He's an
Frank Ocean
absolute
is
genius.
Frank Ocean
Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah.
The way that they produce their music and they put out, the quality of the music that they put out is amazing compared to like Lil Peep.
Lil
Pump,
that
kind of stuff.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like I do listen to like a lot more simple rap and stuff like that. But when you are making a lot of music, especially, I mean, maybe when you make rap music, you can understand it. Or maybe for you it's a bit different. But like him, I listen to quite a bit of different music. And rap music is the easiest music to make, in my opinion. I mean, people can get offended. Fuck them. I don't give a shit. Rap music is very easy to make. It's very
It's easy to make, but not easy to make well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
that's also the
point.
And
there is not that much creative freedom in it compared to like, if you were to listen to a lot, if you mix a lot of genres, and that's what Childish Gambino does.
I know.
He would mix like gospel with like rock, like a bass line from rock, and then he puts like R&B and like 70s soul. Isaiah Rashad, I don't know, he's just good, bro. Like, I think he just makes hip hop, but like he's
just,
crazy.
Isaiah Rashad is one of those, like, he's a borderline mumble rapper, because he, like, honestly,
but it's not, you know,
that's
what
the thing.
He literally mumbles. He's not saying words. He's actually going like, but it's fucking beautiful.
It's
bro.
All
different.
It's crazy.
It's fucking beautiful.
It depends on. I'm not a fan of mumbling rap.
The bridge for Miss Savannah is fucking inspired from
of course,
his mumbling
bro.
Shit.
I'm just getting some vodka.
That's a fucking great news right there.
But what I really want to know is, what are you working, guys? Like,
what are we working on now?
What are you working like? Are you students? Are you working your stuff? Like,
so yeah, this is complicated. So I am a student. I am studying photography at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I have I work by myself. Wow. I do other projects outside of my school projects.
What are you doing for projects?
Ha!
Ha! So, we want to know this!
Do you want to...
Okay, well, what are we not working on? Okay,
we're working together at the moment with some other people.
Three other people? Oh,
yeah!
Well, like two other people, but like... Two other people in brackets three.
Yeah.
This guy is an
extra
like,
person. Yeah.
But he hasn't been fully introduced to like the whole collective.
Oh yeah, we should have another episode with your whole collective.
We will definitely have that one.
That would be great.
Something solid down, we'll definitely come.
Yeah, you know what?
After these projects are
done.
Let me know, and then we can have like, we can rent this room where you said, and have like a bigger mic.
There's a better place. There's a place called Noisy Rooms. And it's even cheaper. Yeah, Noisy Rooms. So it's like, essentially, it's
even
like
cheaper?
It's cheaper. So that's where you go to like make like your music. So like if you make beats
really?
And stuff like that, it's these treated rooms, big equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You can get almost any instrument that you want for like 5 to 8 euros an hour or something. You can rent like 600 euro guitars.
Really?
For like 5 to 10 euros like an hour. That's how Hugo made Miss Savannah. He used like a very good
fuck? Oh my god.
I mean, this has nothing to do with the podcast right now, but like,
if you're
an artist in Berlin
and
your music doesn't sound professional, it's because you're lazy, basically. Because Berlin is the only place that I know of that has such cheap access to studios.
Yeah, like, I have never expected this.
In America,
like proper studios.
Yeah, in America, mm-hmm. 2 hours is $300.
Yeah, simple, easy.
Oh, here shit. It is 30 euros.
Yeah,
it
we were talking about.
It is literally 10 times cheaper here. There is no excuse for like your music to sound.
No, yeah, I just want to say like when mm-hmm. you got this equipment and this possibility to have this, man, he told me like a room, like maybe 7 euros an mm-hmm. hour, and you can record this like a studio. It's amazing.
But also what people like also take like out of perspective, I guess. Not even out of perspective. What the fuck am I saying? Like what people don't take into consideration. That's what I wanted
that's
to say.
That's what you were talking about.
Basically, it's. They think as well that, like, I can, for example, like, if people don't make music, they probably thought that the equipment that I used was very good. But it was just the room.
Yeah.
If your room just sounds, if your room is just treated.
Good acoustics.
You can do so much. Yeah, like, Steve Lacy recorded the album that
so
blew him
good.
Up mm-hmm. on his phone. Like, he literally, like,
you
put,
see.
Like, a little microphone thing to his phone. That was, like, the main interface.
Yeah.
And, like, that was all that he did. And
Jesus.
And, like, the music, that the song that I just did is better quality than that. Because Berlin is so accessible. And Berlin lets you be whatever.
Is it?
The reason why I love Berlin, and I just knew that I would, like, try to be a musician. No, I don't say try anymore. I will be a musician.
You definitely are. I just want to say,
yeah.
you are already.
Yeah.
You don't have to blame yourself for that, because it's amazing. No, what you've done already, that's like a huge impact, and I think it's not in the beginning of. But since when are you doing music? that's
11,
a question. Like
11 months.
Since
11 months.
It's
11 months. Yeah, 11
guys,
months.
I was listening to this track.
Wow.
This is never real, man. I swear, this is never real, because. I'm feeling like that's like a real, it's getting to a professional stuff.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Because you already found a little bit the genre you want to make and where you're good at it. I mean, like, you can express yourself
it's
always.
It's one of the genres.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm working, like, on a rock song.
Really?
For example. Yeah,
surf
rock. It's like surf rock, yeah.
Okay.
And
what is surf rock?
It's like, you know, like, skater rock.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Ooh,
it's like with
beach
like the,
music.
Yeah, like beach
when,
music.
When you're at the beach and you want to listen to rock, this is the kind
of
rock.
And like very gorillas, like inspired type of rock. It's also why I don't know. It's just that's what I grew up listening.
Yeah,
like a lot
of
people. Of
course.
A lot of people. Yeah, like that is like my only. I only started listening to another type of music when I was 14. From when I was like 4 till like 13, I guess. It was only rock. I only listened to rock. Like, and every kind of rock. I listened to, like, screamo. I would listen to, like, old rock. I would listen to punk.
Yeah.
I like punk. Punk for me is the best kind of rock.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Interesting.
I like stoner metal a lot. But I only discovered stoner metal.
I don't think I know stoner metal.
Bro, it's so good. It's like chilled metal. It's amazing. And I don't discover it when
metal.
I arrived in...
But chilled and metal, is it possible
it sounds very strange, but
yeah, it sounds like.
Because no,
you know, like, I'm from the Poland border, so
mm-hmm.
I used to be always on the Poland Rock Festival, what's called Woodstock, but they changed this name to Poland Rock, I don't know why. Yeah, they had,
Woodstock?
they had it's just...
Woodstock used to be...
Like
yeah,
in America,
with
it
the
came.
69.
Yeah. But the thing is, it came already.
Stuff,
it came from Woodstock. Or like Woodstock is made in America, and then it came
Woodstock?
Over.
It's like in Minnesota or something. Like
I
that,
think
right?
It doesn't even exist now.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
it's
not anymore.
Yeah.
But
it's
in Poland, it's still existing. Like there's one rich guy from Poland. He's always supporting this with his money, and that's why they're always building this up. But it's kind of hard because it's for free. It's definitely for free.
Music is amazing.
They do the best. They do the best.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why
people
labels are. That's why like a lot of like labels and shit are made, right? It's just people that really like music.
And imagine like the last time they had Bring Me the Horizon. And
I fucking love
it. Yeah, that was really the matter where I used to listen to, and I was like, Jesus, that's it's getting a little bit more into this because I was always against it. I was like, ugh.
So was I. So
matter,
was I.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
I was like
they're screaming
too.
Like, get your pudding on. You know, like, you know, then they were just screaming and people were like, yeah, I'm feeling this. And I was like, what can you feel? The scream or what? Yeah. Like, how they scream, like, you know, like, I don't even understand any word of that. Mm-hmm. But, they, you know, like, this was the first time where I was like, Jesus, that's good, so shit. Good. And the people are, the crowd is the best. I swear, the Meta crowd is the best ever. Because they're so, so fucking friendly. They're always so polite.
They're so warm-hearted. They get out their energy, but at the same time, they make sure that everyone's okay.
They're so nice to you.
They're always asking you.
They're so nice to you. I swear, really.
If you mosh and you get fall in a mosh pit, everyone's gonna pick you up.
Yeah. I just want to say, because once there was a girl in a hip hop crew and she was dancing and there was a mosh pit and nobody helped her out. Like,
no,
nobody.
They don't help you. They don't help you.
No, they didn't help you. They're like, you bitch, you're just laying on the floor. What are you doing here? They're just like so being so
I almost
mean.
Like died at a Travis. I mean, I would like to say I felt like I almost died at a Travis Scott concert. It was fucking terrible. But wait, before I talk about that, Berlin is literally good trash.
Yeah, you know, like, today we met a guy from Switzerland and he also said, like, yeah, you know, like, it's you know, Berlin is so much nicer than Switzerland. So, because a lot of people are so behind the back and here Berlin is like, you know, like, you shit. So I talk to you like, you shit. I'm not doing this behind your back because I think it's maybe the best way. Yeah, in just your face.
Just be real. Like.
Yeah, but not everybody's understanding this. And this is what I like in Berlin, because here you got everything, like. When I came to Berlin, I was also like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. And then after 1 month, I found everything. Like,
is that like, I swear that's everyone, right? Because
yeah,
we just had this conversation. I was like, when I first moved here, I had no idea what I was.
No idea, like, man. No fucking idea.
I was like, I'm here. And I'm like, what the fuck now? And then
when I arrived here in September, like, I knew I was going to be in my photography school. But from there, I didn't know what the fuck.
Yeah, you didn't know that you were gonna, like, be doing cool shit now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it actually went so quick, man.
So quick.
Wait, you started with photography when you jumped here? Like, when you came here?
So when I was in Belgium?
That would be fucking crazy. You're that good.
For this quality and stuff? Yeah.
Right? Prodigy.
That would be.
I've been... honestly, so my career in photography has been up and down. I guess my grandpa... was a guy who worked in movies in Belgium.
Oh, really?
Belgian TV, so he was an audio engineer. But we always had cameras around the house because he loved images. And my mom as well also loved cameras, and she always had a camera around.
Oh, nice.
So growing up, I was always around people who, you know, really loved photography.
Yeah.
Maybe not the artistic photography, but the action of actually taking pictures and stuff
of
like that.
Of course, there are so different types of that.
Right. So when I was like 13 and I first got interested in photography, I couldn't buy a fucking digital camera. That shit's expensive as fuck, right?
They are.
I went on the flea market online and found like a 30-year-old camera from like eBay or some shit like that. And I bought it off this dude. And that was my first camera, which I still use from time to time.
This is how it built up.
Yeah.
Like when you 13, started.
But I never really, at that time, I wasn't thinking about becoming a photographer, right?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was just something I was doing because I liked doing it.
Yeah.
And when I graduated and moved to Belgium, I ended up deciding to do business studies in economics and business and economics. And after 2 years of absolutely failing, because...
Why are you saying failing?
Because I had 12 credits over 2 years. I'm supposed to have 60 credits over 1 year.
Yeah.
12 over 2 years. So that says a lot.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Jesus. And I think 5 of those credits were in English. So that says a lot.
Yeah,
oh, no.
But also because, I mean, I'm over that. It's okay.
Of course.
I moved from an American system where I was studying in English to a completely Belgian system for like a super, super good school. Well, super hard school in Belgium.
Yeah.
And so I failed. And like I was going to do another year. My third year, I was going to move to an English university continue studying business and economics. But literally, I think a week before I was supposed to go to school, I was like, you know what? Fuck business. I'm going to go and do cinema. Mm.
And so that's so much better.
So I signed up for a cinema school in Belgium. Yeah. And in this school, the first year is like collaborative year, so you don't just learn about, you know, images, you learn about how to record, you learn about like the production behind cinema, like all the aspects of cinema and photography. And in the second year, you're allowed to choose. And so in my second year, I decided to go into more precisely photography, because for me, the teachers that were teaching at that school, they didn't really teach you how to become an independent artist. They taught you how to work in groups. And for me, that was interesting, because I never, ever, ever want to work for someone else. Like, my dream is to work for myself and to bring stuff to the world.
They should do.
And that's why the photography course was there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn how to use my camera and what it means to use my camera and why I should use my camera this way and not that way. And all myself, so that when I want to produce something, I don't have to rely on 50 different people to
make. I just want to say, like, how can they do this? Because it's normally that you do this for your own, so why should you do this in groups?
Exactly.
Because I don't like to have somebody behind my back and say, no, you can't do this and this, because it's my thing, what I'm doing, and this is my... I don't have to fit in all this stuff, like people talking like, oh my God, you have to do this and this. I know, like, they are like stylistic things that you can learn with.
Yeah, of course.
But you should just...
Of course. Stick to stuff.
But I just want to say, like, it's getting so boring when you're just doing what everyone else does.
Because
it's just like, hey, okay, you're explaining this shit to me what existing before, like, with several other people. Like, it's just, like, bullshit things. Like, I don't see myself in this type because I want to make something new. I want to build something new. And you should definitely. And I think it's a good point. But have you finished that? Or about this? Like, what happened?
I decided in my second year, I went to... I was in photography, and at the end of the year, I was kind of getting bored with the school, because the school was, it's not a very good school back in Belgium. It was, it was kind of like a last minute decision. So I was in that school for a bit.
Too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this because you want to have something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in it, but I didn't have the time to actually do my research. And anyways, but my brother was in a school here in Berlin.
He's in
the same school I'm in now, but, and he's studying graphic design, and when he came to visit the school, I came with him, and I visited with him, and I really fucking liked the school. The school had a lot of equipment, had a lot of stuff for the photographers.
Yeah.
Plus, you could choose your own classes, and, you know, not only participate in photography, but you can also participate in, like, graphic design if you want to, motion design.
Oh, that's amazing.
And stuff like that. Yeah,
schools
and
here,
your illustration.
Schools here are very good.
Yeah.
Schools
yeah.
in Berlin for creatives are very
oh,
good.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
but
of course.
That's why I moved here. I came to live with my brother as well, my little brother, and to
interesting.
And to study in a better school and actually finish my degree.
Yeah.
Here in something that will actually.
You could finish this here.
Yeah.
Okay, so
continue.
You don't
yeah,
miss anything.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, this is what I like in studying, that you can build this up somewhere else when you're
Bring
just
it in
thinking.
When you're ready.
Yeah, and do you think in comparison to
my new
Belgium?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm doing a project with him at the moment, which is we've only been doing it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's literally only been 3 weeks, and I see already the difference between the first week and
the third week.
How much better I've gotten over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Simply 3 weeks.
That's true. That's
which
true.
In my
that's
old
amazing.
School it would never have happened. So
but
I'm
why?
Really happy I'm
what what's the problem of Belgium school?
So the school,
that's kind of interesting.
The school here, the way that it's set up is that, firstly, it's set up by semesters. So you have 3 months of actual class time where you produce work and stuff. And then you have 3 months off, holiday. Whereas in Belgium, you had pretty much all year. It was pretty much, it was terrible.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You started in September.
Yeah.
And you would finish in like mid-December, but then you would finish and go on a two-week break where you would have to study, because when you came back from those breaks, you would have exams for
a month.
Yeah. For a month? For a month.
Oh,
and then when your month of exams finishes, you have 1 week break and you come back to school for another 6 months.
Whoa, okay. They were busting you so hard.
And then when you fail, and then...
You start again.
And when that semester, when your second semester finishes, so the end of the year.
Yeah.
and you do all your exams. The exams that you fail, which is a lot of the time. So like the passing rate in my school for the from the first to the second year was 10%, and we were 300-400 people. That means
that's fucking three people.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the math? That's the math, right?
The yeah.
Yeah,
30. Oh, why was saying but yeah? 30, okay, that's what you say. It doesn't make sense.
Cut that out and go straight to 30. When I say 30.
Yeah, yeah, we like you, the mathematic genius, man. You are.
This is why I make music.
I'm not mathematics.
Exactly. This is why I'm not a fucking accountant, bro.
Oh, I can't relate to this. I can't relate to this. No, that's all right, man. You are so good at music that it's hard to have another talent like this. So hard, you know?
As long as it comes to money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm only good at math when it comes to counting money.